This year, God has been so gracious unto us. I don't know how you felt about the series I Am, the I Am series. But though I've heard it before, but anytime that Damien, Claudia, and Faye have preached on it, it sounded so powerfully and has blessed my heart. And it's such a joy that this morning we're going to just round it up. That is a grand finale. And thank you, Damien, that you gave me that piece of cake. That's the best cake that you've ever given. Thank you so much. Great. And you know what? When Damien told me, and one evening I sat down, opened my Bible to John 14, and somebody told me, read 13 before 14. And as I read from John chapter 13 up to 14, it was just around 3 a.m. in the middle of the night. And as I was reading, I don't know what happened to me. And all of a sudden, I started weeping. There was just, my eyes were just kind of filled so much water, and I just cried. I said, what's happening to me? I'm not sad. Then I felt the power that is in the word. So that goes to confirm, Jen's message this morning. Know the word and you know Jesus, because Jesus is full of power. So this morning I'm speaking on I Am the way, the truth, and the life. Shall we pray? Lord, take my mouth. Let your word come in its power, in its might. Bless the heart of every hearer, those on the live stream, those here in person, those visiting us, O God. And let us not leave this place the same as we came in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, when I was reading this text in the middle of the night, God revealed something so graciously to me about the heart of the writer, John. And it felt as if a kid with a teddy bear or his nicest toy, and he wants everybody to see my toy, see my teddy bear that my daddy has bought for me. And to John, he's found something so great, so precious, that he wanted the whole world to know, the whole world to also receive, that the Jesus that we know is not just a miracle worker. He wasn't just an ordinary, just a teacher, a good teacher, of course. He wasn't just the one that fed 5,000. But Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Period. No argument. Because he walked with Jesus. He knew him. They interacted. And he was a Jew who has come to know Jesus. And to him, he couldn't hold that joy. And he said, I've got to write something about this. So when you look at all the other gospels, all the other gospels started with the birth of Jesus, which is great. They talked about the parables of Jesus, which is fantastic. They delve into the teachings of Jesus, which is beautiful. But John, look at how he started his. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Praise the Lord. And that was such a bold statement that a Jew, now turned believer of Jesus, will make such statement that Jesus is God. To others, he was just one of us. We know his mother, we know the father, we know the siblings. How dare you say he's God? He cannot be God. But John found out and he said, let me share with you that Jesus is God. So when you look at John's writing, it's littered with so much of the deity of Jesus. That's why we have these seven I Ams themes running through the Gospel of John. So one, he says, I am the true vine. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the good shepherd. So this morning, we continue with, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Right, so we take our text from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. John 14, verses 1 to 6. It says, let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. You may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father except through what? Through me. What a bold statement. And it was true as well. So I've broken it into three parts. I am the way. Then we go to I am the truth. And we go to I am the life. God helps me to get enough time to be able to deal with all these three topics, but we're surely going to get through. Right, let's watch some clips over here. Have you seen that way? Next. Oh, you got to continue with your bike. No way through anymore. Next. Oh, that was painful. Choked between those two houses. That's very costly as well. Oh, look at such a posh car landed in the middle of the mud. And this was one of my favorite. There was an inscription there that is gone. It said that no way through for lorry or something like that. But the driver still kept on driving. They didn't listen to the instruction. And he found himself in the middle of this water. Great. Thank you, Andy, very much. So when you look at all this, these are some of the fatalities that other drivers have encountered just following Satnav. There were so many ways. And you laugh because we've had our experiences before. I love Satnav. Believe you me. But I remember going to a part in London whereby I just ended up and the road was blocked. There was no way through. And it happened to be one of the longest commutes that I had to take because I had to drive all the way back before I could find my way to where I was going. So Satnav, oh, it's blessed. The person that made Satnav. Right. So when you look at these are some of the ways that men have treaded on. But it's not all the ways that led to their final destination. And one beautiful one that I have, Andy, have you got that one, slide 11? Oh, Damien, is that one? Yeah. So when you go, oh, there is a way that seems right to man, but it ends in the way of death. Look at this. That is also another way. But this morning, we want to talk about the only way. The only way that leads to the Father in heaven. The only way that leads to salvation. The only way that leads to eternal life in Jesus Christ. That is the way we're talking about this morning. All the other ways will not lead you anywhere. But this way that Jesus has promised is the only way that will take you from this transit place to our final destination. Our final destination is the destination in heaven, a place that Jesus has promised that I'm going to prepare for you. You got a place there. I have a place there. He said there are so many rooms over there that the Father is preparing for you. But the only way to get there and to enjoy and have fun and be in your own suit and just enjoy the goodness of God is through Jesus Christ. But over the centuries, over the ages, this has caused a lot of controversies. And I was shocked when I was just researching on this theme, some of the things I was reading. And to know what people have been calling Christians. You know, people have said that Christians are bigots. They are spiritual racists. They are lunatics. They are dreamers. How dare you say that your way is the only way? There are so many religions in the world. And each one of them is going to lead us to heaven. Some call it paradise. And as I was meditating on this, the Holy Spirit dropped two things on my heart. I didn't have the answers to them. And God said, listen, son. One, he said to me, and the next slide, please. Slide 13, if I could get that one, please. Oh, not that, sorry. All right, let me continue. So when you look at some of the things, one favorite rabbi is called Shmuley Botek. I don't know whether I've mentioned his name correctly, but he sums up by saying the feelings of many when he said, I am absolutely against any religion that says that one faith is superior to another. I don't see how that is anything different than spiritual racist. It's a way of saying that we are closer to God than you. And that is what leads to hatred. But I disprove that. I don't agree with him. The reason why these people are feeling insecure is that they have fear in them. They don't know their final destination. They are not sure about it. And what they are saying and the sentiment they are raging out and they are writing about and they are saying the world is all about, what about if these Christians are right? What becomes our fate? That's the question they're asking themselves. And because of that, they have to disprove you. They have to say, no, what you believe in is wrong. And by doing so, that gives them a bit of comfort. But my brother, my sister, when that final destination, or when that final call, the trumpet sound, it will no longer be a comfort for anybody. Because when the trumpet sound and God is coming with his mighty angels, the host of heaven, and rapture happens, it will no longer be a place of delight. So today, if you're hearing the sound of my voice, let these people not deceive you. I would like to assure you, you are in the right place. I would like to assure you, you've made the right decision. Jesus is the only way. So my brother, I will forgive him by saying that because in the Bible, in John, the Bible says that he came to his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave them the right to become the children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor of husband will, but born of God. So this morning, I want to assure you, you are born of God. You are God's own child. And you have the liberty to go out there and speak the word of God in truth and let people know that God is my Father. Don't be ashamed about it. Because we know where we're going. And we know who is calling us. We know our Father. And our Father also knows us by our name. And he delights in us. And he wants us to be with him. And that is our assurance that one day he will come and we will be with him together. So as I was just debating on this, God gave me two answers. And one of it, he says, Sam, listen, these people had opportunity to write whatever they wanted to write in their holy book. The Holy Quran, they had every opportunity to write anything at all that they wanted to write. There was no restraining order on them. Nobody restrained them, whatever they could put in their script. And for that matter, they have no argument about what Jesus said. In fact, the Bible or the Christians were in existence even before the Muslims came. And for that matter, if they knew, they would have known about what Jesus declared in the Gospel of John. And they could have written something to counter it. Why didn't they dare? Why didn't they do that? The reason is because they were not. And because they were not, they couldn't proclaim. I'm here. If I say right now, I'm the Prince of Wales, people will laugh at me. He's just a joke. Prince of Wales, we know him. He's Prince Charles. It's not you, Sam. That would be the biggest deceit in my whole life. But because they're wearing Prince of Wales, it's only Prince Charles that could declare himself as the Prince of Wales. And because they weren't, they couldn't declare it that they were the way to the Father. Secondly, God said to me, Sam, the cost to justify the claim was so dear that these people, none of them, would dare want to do it. You think about it. He was falsely accused. He was betrayed and rejected by those he loved. Beaten, whipped, flayed, spat on, paraded naked across the streets, nailed to the cross. And aside all this, he was also hungry and thirsty. And he did it not because he was a sinner. He did it because he took the sin of the world upon himself. That me, who is a sinner, who should have suffered that penalty, He took that cloth of sin, filled with blood, and put it on himself. So that he now became the sin. The price that I couldn't pay, he took my sin and paid that price for me. And guess what? Those leaders or those founders of the various religions asked, who stood up and became falsely accused? Who was ready to take the death on the cross on your behalf? Who was ready to be paraded naked on the street and to carry that heavy burden of the cross? My brothers and sisters, this was nasty. This wasn't something that anyone at all would have done for you and for me. So if you are here this morning and your faith is becoming wobbly, and you are thinking, have I made the right decision? My plea to you this morning is that please stay. Stay in the Lord. Stay in the Lord Jesus Christ, for he has paid the debt of your sin for you. He has paid the highest price for you because he loves you. He cares for you. He wants you to be with him in eternity. His will is not about the life that ends in the grave. Life doesn't end in the grave. It goes to eternity. But God's will is where you will spend your eternity. And his will is that you will be with him in eternity, not on the other side. The other side is the side where the Bible says people there will be gnashing their teeth. People there will be in eternal suffering forever. Beloved in the Lord, you've made the right choice. Stay in the Lord. The storms will come. Hard times will come. Difficult times will come to test your resolve and to test your faith. But keep in the word and in prayers, and God will see you through. So I found these two scripts that I cannot go without reading. Let me read that quickly then. I think my time is just running very quickly. Time is almost up. Oh. Revelation 5:9, it says, now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, and each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe, every tongue, and people and nations. Brother in the Lord, I just want to quickly sum it up. My time is up. I'm sorry that I couldn't. There is so much information God was giving me, but time is not on my hand to be able to go through all this. But one thing I would like to stress on is that Jesus is truth. When Jesus spoke the truth about his identity, remember the people in the Garden of Gethsemane when they were going to arrest him. Truth met lies and deceit, and lies and deceit fell down. They couldn't stand the truth that I'm going to arrest you. And what the expectation was, that Jesus was going to deny that I'm not him. No way. I'm not Jesus. But when he said, here I am he, I am he, they fell down. So the word of God, as Jenny said this morning, is truth. Let that truth dwell in you, and your life will never be the same. The truth brings freedom. The truth sanctifies. It makes us holy. In conclusion, I would just like to say that Jesus said, I am the life. And the life Jesus speaks about is not the life that ends by the grave. It's eternal life with him. Beloved in the Lord, can you hear the Spirit calling this morning that this is your time? If you have not made the Lord Jesus your Lord and Savior, you have not given your life to him, the Spirit is calling, this is your time.
I believe you are the way, the truth, the light. I believe you are.
Oh Lord, we just bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we thank you that you are the way. Will you help us, Lord Jesus, to walk with you, Lord? Will you help us to hear your direction in our lives this week? Will you help us to follow where you lead? Because we know that you lead us to peace and to rest in you. Father, we thank you because you are the truth. Help us to anchor our lives on the truth of your word, Lord Jesus. Help us to anchor our decisions on the truth that is in you. Help us, Lord Jesus, to speak your truth, to bring your light, Lord Jesus, in every situation we find ourselves in this week. Oh, Lord, we celebrate that you are the life. And in your life, we find life abundant. Lord Jesus, in your life, we find the liberty to be the people that you called us to be. So, Lord, we pray, Lord Jesus, this week, as we walk into our week, Lord, we pray that we will shine this light of your life on the people around us. We pray, Lord Jesus, that your life will flow through us, Lord, to the world that is around us, that we will bring peace where there is trouble, that we will bring your hope where there is hopelessness and despair, that we will bring your love, Lord Jesus Christ, where people are hurting. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you are so complete, oh God. You are the I am that I am, and in being the I am, Lord, you are the completeness of being. So everything we need, everything we want, everything, Lord Jesus, we need for completion is found in you. And we thank you for that, Lord. We pray, Lord, as we go away this week, we will walk in the fullness of everything we have learned and heard in this series. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.